Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Learning. IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Ophira. How's it going?
Good. You know, I was thinking about you because I was remembering that you said that, in the summer, the worst thing you can think of in the heat is having to put on a suit.
Yeah, it's true. It's a bit too restrictive for the hot weather. Yeah.
Have you thought of a kilt?
Oh, a kilt as my summer uniform.
A kilt. I see it around Brooklyn and I think, yes, a male alternative.
I mean, it feels like, oh boy, it feels like it's probably great, right? I've never worn a kilt, but
Why not?
I think the main reason is I am afraid that I would like it too much. I
mean, that's a good reason not to do something. I have all kinds of things like that.
I feel like, what if I got a kilt and then it was like the greatest thing ever?
Yeah.
And then I had to be kilt guy.
Okay. So, you know, let's not skirt around it.
It's
but seriously, like, why not just wear a skirt?
Right. I'll tell you, if you're, I have a good friend and every year for his birthday, he has a dress party where everyone must wear a dress.
Yes.
And I went to that party.
Yeah.
And I put on this dress and I wore it at this party and it felt fantastic.
First
of all, I think I look pretty good in this dress.
I do not imagine anything different.
But it was great. It felt great. And I agree. Like, I wish that I had the guts to walk around in a skirt or a dress all the time because it feels very comfortable in the summertime.
So if I would, if I just add to that, I would say, in my entire performing career, I have always worn heels, and often they are either gold or silver.
Yeah, you gotta have a show shoe.
Show shoe. And then recently, I was like, oh my goodness, I have to walk up and down off of a stage. I'm gonna put on my sneakers.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know what happened? Nothing. It was great.
You know, these last few shows that I did, I've been wearing these, like, dumb dad, you know, running
dumb
sneakers.
Dumb dad.
Running sneakers all the time. And I had the same thing. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to bring a show shoe on this trip, and I'm just going to wear these sneakers on stage.
Yeah.
And know what happened?
What?
I got called out. Somebody was like, why don't you put on a fancy shoe?
No. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You can wear your dad sneaks to this show. Okay?
Oh, good. My dad sneaks and my t-shirt.
Today's show is 100% friend-testant fun. We have two returning contestant pairs. First, from the podcast Love About Town, Kenise Mobley and Rohan Padier are back. Last time they joined us, they made the mistake of being super, super smart. So this time, we're throwing one of the hardest games we have at them. Plus, the hilarious hosts of The War Report, Shalewa Sharp and Gastor El Monte, will once again join us to use their signature strategy of scrutinizing every word of every sentence of every clue. So let's get to it. Kenise Mobley and Rohan Padier co-host the podcast Love About Town. Kenise, Rohan, welcome back.
Thank you. Hello.
So, let's catch up. Let's catch up because last time we talked, different world. We were, it was not that long ago in a different world. Okay, so first, Kenise, at the time you were at a writer's retreat.
I was.
How was it?
I wrote a pilot. It is a very dirty pilot. Rohan has read it. Some of my friends have read it. Mm-hmm. And they just giggle and blush.
I'm biased because Kenise is one of my best friends in the entire world, but it was really, really good. And it's dirty. It's a dirty that I've never seen on TV before, and that's why I love it so much.
Without giving it away, can you just give me another detail on how it was dirty in a way that you've never seen before? Because that's pretty interesting.
Well, we're all aware of sexting and what that is.
Yes.
And let me be clear, I am not a sexter, but Kinesis is. And the messages, the dirtiness of those messages, I mean, I had to, you know, have a dictionary to look up what some of those things mean.
That is incorrect, Rohan. No dictionary was necessary. You are a very smart man. You would have figured it out. Okay.
But the thing is why I liked it is because there are people who are doing this for real, like Kinesis, and those people need a voice. They need to feel seen and heard.
Mm-hmm. That's the representation that I'm working on. None of my other demographic info important. Don't care if I see myself, someone who looks like me. All that's garbage. Do people on TV sex the way that I sexed? And
that's
I am
right.
aiming to be the change that I want to see.
That's wonderful.
Okay, Rohan, you were talking about that you had started a relationship.
Uh-huh. And we just took our first vacation together. That's where I'm coming at.
Oh.
Well, where did you go?
We went to Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah, great. That's an awesome place.
We stayed with a couple of her friends, and it was very, very nice, and it was very fun. Hung out with Kinesa's sister.
Oh.
Also. Mm-hmm. We had a fun hang.
Rohan and my twin sister are now friends in their own right and don't need me around. They'll just hang out with each other.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you were a twin. Did that?
Yes.
Okay.
Identical twin.
Kinesis, do you and your sister do the, like, I was born first thing? Is that a...
She was born first by a minute. It was a C-section. So she was technically born 1 minute before me. And because of that, she got a bigger groom growing up. She always was like, I'm claiming middle child privilege here. Simply because a doctor was like, oh, there's a jumble of limbs. Let me yank this one first. So...
Harrison, that is the most beautiful and descriptive childbirth illustration
Jumble
ever.
Jumble of limbs.
Jumble of limbs. Let me get this one. All right. Let's play some games. We have some fun ones, as you know. So let's start with the easy one, shall we? This is an audio quiz called Coming in Hot. We're going to play you the first second of a popular song. And you have to guess the song or artist.
Okay.
Are there extra points awarded if you know both? I just want to make sure.
I love that you said that. There weren't, but now there are.
Okay. Yes. I want to beat Rohan if possible. That's the important underlying thing.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. Let's keep track. Usually we don't, but you know what? Let's keep track.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. Here we go. Rohan, you're up first.
Okay.
Here you go.
It's been.
This is a classic of my childhood. It is Bare Naked Ladies, and the song is One Week.
Yes, and yes, and woo. Yes, woo. And that 1 second contained more story than a lot of things I've read and watched. Well done.
Oh, man.
All right, Kinesis, here's one for you.
Okay. I know that is from The Lion King.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know Elton John is on part of it.
Yeah, Elton John.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Tim Rice. Yeah, that's right.
Oh my god. He sat down, pen to paper. Awesome. That's fine. He speaks whatever language that is. Is it a language?
Yeah, he speaks Zulu.
Zulu.
Is that what it was? Okay. I didn't know what language it was, and I was about to sing, and I was like, "This is gonna be bad."
Is it Circle of Life? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank God. Oh. Mm-hmm. I need to know it because that was truly the only representation of Africa that I saw as a child. So I technically
important
have to know.
For that reason. Yes, absolutely.
All right, Rohan, this one's for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the bang, bang, na, na,
yes!
Na,
yeah,
bang,
that's right.
Na, 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 great.
Na. Is it like, it's like a bunch of people, right? It's like
three.
Ariana Grande and like Nicki Minaj and a bunch of other people.
Jesse J.
I know Jesse J because I like that song a lot. It's on several of my playlists.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. It's part of my, I have a playlist that's called Rom-Com Self-Improvement Montage because it's what they play during the montage when someone's like, I've turned my life around. And you know what?
Yeah, it's time.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Kinesis, here's another one for you.
We go together.
That is Sucker by the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah,
I
got it.
Don't care that, for me, they came out when I was older. So for me, it's children's music. That song's a bop.
Yeah, right on.
Okay, just to let you know right now, the game is tied. Rohan, this one's for you.
Do you know if that's where heaven is? Heaven's a place on earth.
Yes.
It's not like Belinda Carlisle.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
I won't let you say not. It is.
Yeah.
It is Belinda Carlisle.
It definitely is.
Oh, it is. Okay,
that
okay,
is
that's
Belinda
who it
Carlisle.
Is.
Okay, we're getting into 80 seconds.
And,
okay.
And let's just be clear that once you hear that part of the song, you really have heard the next 4 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. It's just that repeating over and over.
All right, last but not least for you, Kenise.
I know it's Smash Mouth.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's right.
Yep.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
Yeah. You gotta get to the chorus.
Forehead. Hey now. All Star.
Yes!
Okay. Oh my god.
What a great job you did.
This is going to reveal too much about myself, but I have a little, I'm going to call it a bit that I do with my girlfriend where I will like look her in the eyes and I'll just be like, you know, babe, I love you so much and I'm so happy that I'm with you. And then I'll go to my Spotify and I'll play this song and go to kiss her.
But let's just pause. Hilarious. Next question. How does she react to that? She's like,
ugh. No, she laughs now.
She laughs now.
And now. Now she knows it's coming, so she'll be like, oh, okay.
Here we go.
So there was no competitive moment there because you both did equally well and basically are at a perfect even tie. So we'll find out what happens maybe in the next game. Coming up, we'll play another game with Kenise and Rohan. But before the break, I have an announcement. Tickets to our finale taping at the Bell House have completely sold out. So we have decided to add a bonus penultimate taping on Wednesday, August 11th. And tickets are on sale to the general public right now. Audience members must be 21 years or older and show proof of vaccination. We'd love to see you there because that's seriously it. There are no more days left for us to add. So you can find more information at nprpresents.org. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.
This message comes from Capital One, presenting sponsor of the 2024 Tiny Desk Contest. Earlier this year, unsigned musicians from around the country submitted their original songs for the 10th annual Tiny Desk Contest. The panel of judges are hard at work picking standout entries, and you can follow along and choose your favorite videos as well. The winner gets to play their very own Tiny Desk concert, then headline a tour with NPR Music this summer. Want to come along for the ride? Visit tinydeskcontest.npr.org to learn more, then check out the Venture X card from presenting sponsor Capital One. Earn unlimited 2x miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. This message comes from NPR sponsor Bluehost. Try Bluehost Cloud, the hosting plan made for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, fast load times, and 24/7 support, your sites can handle high traffic spikes. Visit Bluehost.com.
This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with Kenise Mobley and Rohan Padier, who host the podcast Love About Town. Are you ready for another one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last time you were here, you totally blew us away by knowing things like the exact year sliced bread was invented. Just to be clear,
well,
we weren't even asking that, I don't believe.
Yeah, it was just extra information thrown in.
So we looked on our puzzle shelf. We are going to give you the hardest game that has been sitting around for us to play. This is called Culture Math. Okay, you're going to work together on this one because a lot to think about. We're going to give you an equation. You're going to tell us the result.
Okay.
For example, if we said the number of feet in a mile times the number of miles Vanessa Carlton would walk so she can just see you tonight? Mm-hmm. You would answer 5,280,000, which is the product of 5,280 feet in a mile times 1,000 miles Vanessa Carlton would walk.
Okay, great. Okay.
My mother is a mathematician, or she majored in math, and she's like always tried to train me in math. So I'm just looking forward to disappointing her entirely. Let's see this.
My mom has a PhD in biology. My dad has a master's in engineering. My brother has a master's in engineering. They are all incredibly good at math, and I am about to disappoint them tremendously as well.
All right. Here is your first one. How many numbers you pick when buying a standard Mega Millions lottery ticket? Plus, the value of the winning lottery ticket in In the Heights.
Oh, Kenise, we watched In the Heights.
We did watch. We went to the theater to watch In the Heights. Okay, so I have purchased Mega Millions, but I always do the quick select that selects it for you. Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, and then a fifth special one? Or is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then a sixth special one? Rohan, what are your thoughts?
Okay, so I think it's six. Because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus the sixth special one. And then the lottery ticket, I believe, was $90,000.
I think it's $96,000.
Okay.
It has to rhyme. It has to, like, hit the 96,000. Like, it's...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have to imagine Lin-Manuel Miranda saying it. And I don't think Lin-Manuel Miranda would just say 90,000. He'd add an extra syllable in there.
No, you're right. You're totally right. Okay.
So we've got
love this.
96,000 and six.
Yes.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Wow.
My uncle scratched a lottery ticket and won $40,000.
Whoa.
On a scratch-off?
Yes.
That's
uncommon. Also tell you this. He bought about 40 lottery tickets a day for 10 years.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
I'm serious. He simply broke even at best.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Every time I'm having like a super lucky day where I just feel like everything is working out, that is when I go and I buy a lottery ticket. And I have won like $2 at the most, but I just keep them as like a memento of like, wow, you were feeling really great today. And so I just have like somewhere in this desk is a stack of lottery tickets.
Oh my God, that's the awesome. Cutest, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard. That's so nice.
All right, here's another one. The number of queens on a chessboard times the number of queens played by Olivia Colman on screen.
Okay, this is fantastic. So we've got her as Elizabeth, right? So that's one. We have her in The Favorite as Queen.
Right, The Favorite.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's two. I feel like simply every British actress is like required by law to play several queens. Has she played a queen in anything else?
Those are the only two that I knew.
You know? Okay.
And then there's the one queen on the chessboard.
What do you mean there's one queen?
Oh, two queens. Oh,
I was like, what
geez.
Are you talking about? There's two.
There's two, of course.
Crikey. Okay, do we want to just add another one just in case, given the breadth of all British actresses?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so we've got 3 times 2, 6?
That is correct, yeah.
What's the third one?
Yeah, what's the third one?
Yeah, so Queen Elizabeth in Hyde Park on Hudson, Queen Anne in The Favorite, and Queen Elizabeth II in
The
Crown.
She's really doing it.
Wow.
Okay, how many denominations of bill are there currently issued by the U.S. Federal Reserve, plus the number of billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri?
So there's three outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Three billboards, okay.
All right, and then so there's the $1 bill.
Okay.
There's the $5 bill.
Yeah.
$10 bill. There's a $20 bill. There's a $50 bill. There's a $100 bill.
Do they make a $1,000 bill?
I'm going to say that they do.
I keep every $2 bill that I find because they no longer put them in circulation.
Yeah, yeah.
So
okay.
No, that's not one of them.
So seven.
Okay, so we have 7 plus 3 would be 10.
10.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yes. It's 10.
Yes, it's 10.
Yes.
And wow. you did it. You got it right. But let me just tell you that currently in circulation, $1 bill, $2 bills.
What?
$2 bills are in circulation.
Currently issued by the U.S. Federal Reserve, $2 bills.
Then I'm not keeping them anymore. They're useless to me.
Yeah.
Well, they're worth $2 each.
Yeah. Yeah. They're worthless. They're actually worth $2.
Yeah. And then 5, 10, 20, 50, and 100.
Oh,
and
I guess so there isn't a 1,000 one.
Yeah, currently nothing bigger than 100.
Dang,
yeah.
Okay. Oh. I'm just imagining like mob movies or when they're like showing large amounts of cash.
I
know. All those amounts are much smaller in my head now. I'm like, wow. So those are hundreds at
best? Yeah, that's not a lot of money.
Huh, that's nothing.
No. That's not a lot of money for that crime.
Yeah.
Now they just Venmo and like emojis to, you know, a kitchen knife and a sad face. And they're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there's a horse's head and a bed and then a Venmo.
All right, this one might be hard.
Okay.
The total number of rings of power mentioned in the opening poem of Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Divided by the number of rings in the Olympic logo.
I think there's five rings in the Olympic logo.
There's five rings.
Three on top and two on bottom.
Yeah, you're right.
Of a different color. So we have five. So we're dividing the rings of power. So there's one for man, one for elves, one for dwarves. There's, of course, the secret ring that Sauron made that rules over all of them. But I feel like there's another group in there.
Ring pop. Have you thought about that?
How dare you? Okay.
These are rings of power, Rohan. Take it seriously.
Come on.
It's like a very dramatic. He's like doing this very. It's now I watch it. I'm like, this is over the top. But in high school, I was like, this is cinema at its finest. So I think there might be five rings. I don't think they're going to give us the challenging math of having to divide four by five, which would be four-fifths, I guess. So let's go with one, because it's five and five. Wait, shoot.
You were right about the Olympic ring.
Uh-huh. No!
But there are actually, there's no way you would know this if you didn't remember the poem in your head. There are actually 20.
Oh, that's too many rings!
I agree.
So here's the poem. Three rings for the elven lords under the sky. Seven for the dwarf lords in their halls of stone. Nine for mortal men doomed to die. One for the dark lord on his dark throne. So that's a total of 20.
So 20. So
nine
four.
Rings for mankind? That's,
I know.
Yeah.
That's
too
many.
They didn't all come into play
you
in the movie.
You wouldn't even be able to remember everyone's name. That's ridiculous.
All right, let's try this next one.
Okay,
the number of planets in our solar system, not counting Pluto.
Yes.
Okay.
Minus the number of planeteers in the cartoon Captain Planet.
Okay,
I'm fairly certain that there are five in Captain Planet, because four of them made sense and one of them was land.
Yes, it's Earth, Wind, Water, Fire, Heart. What the freak is heart? What is heart?
Boo. Okay, yeah. So we have eight planets minus five equals three.
Oh, that was too easy. That was too easy. Well done.
I remember a kid being like, Earth, Wind, Water, Fire, and then the guy was like, Heart. I was like, Heart?
Heart.
Come on, man.
Didn't he have like a pet monkey or something?
I was going to say, the monkey doesn't count.
I feel like they always do that. There's the four obvious ones, and then there's the one like comic relief guy who's got a pet monkey.
Yes.
Right.
All right, this is the last one. You guys have done really very well.
I mean, ridiculous. Thank
just
you.
Like a masterclass.
In advance, I give you an applause. A digital applause and a real one in my room here.
The number of seasons of Survivor divided by the number of seasons in a year.
So there are four seasons.
There are four seasons. Okay, so they're like the 30s of seasons of Survivor?
No, it's 40s.
In 40s?
Yeah, for sure. It's like above that.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to say that there are 44 seasons of Survivor.
Oh, the blink that she made. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a thing. No. Crikey. Okay.
No, maybe there are in the 30s then. Can you?
All right, do we want to split the difference and say like maybe there's 40 seasons?
Yeah, let's say there are 40 seasons.
And then divided by 4, we could do 10.
Yeah,
but I feel so bad if it was the other one.
No. Let's do that. I like that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I clearly am just guessing.
I am just astounded. Once again, you have found your way to the correct answer.
Yes!
Yes!
Well done. Just like amazing. I'm thankful. I am in awe. And you made it super fun. So great job.
Oh,
thank you,
Afira. Thank you, Jonathan.
Yeah, you guys are great. Kadeece Mobley and Rohan Padier host the podcast Love About Town. Thank you so much for joining us.
This is such a fun game. Big fan.
This is so much fun. I love this.
Returning friend-testants are about to join us. They're here right now. Shalewa Sharp and Gaster Almonte host the podcast The War Report. Shalewa, Gastor, welcome back to Ask Me Another.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Was good. Thanks for having us.
So last time we talked, a few months ago when we had you on the show, you know, we were talking about your podcast, The War Report. How's it going?
It's going fine, although it seems to have become a place where we keep track of odd things.
We are
very on top of billionaires going to space.
Yes. Well, it is a hot topic, let's be honest.
I'm not entirely sure why that seems to have become so important to us. I don't even like space. So.
Or billionaires.
Nah, yeah, I definitely don't like billionaires.
I've also been very touched by the outpouring of support I've received by our listeners to show my calves more this coming summer. I realized recently that it's a point of pride if you got good calves. I didn't know that. Thought it was a joke. My wife
huge.
Was playing on me. I've been covering them up for 38 years, but they're coming out, you know, this summer. You don't see them.
You got to let them
it's
out.
A thing.
You got to let them dogs out.
I didn't know. I got to tell you, by the way, if anybody wondering my key to great calves is just I wear Timberland boots all year long.
So you're always working them.
Great workout, you know. Summertime, I'm on the beach still, Timberland boots.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't see them, but trust me, they're getting, you know, regular calisthenic workout, you know, right there.
All right. You know what? Let's chat some more. Let's do some games. Shalewa, Gastor, are you ready for some games?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Get it.
So this first game is called Who Owns What Now? Thanks to late-stage capitalism, many companies own other companies, brands, or things that you might not expect. So we're going to give you a statement about our corporate hellscape, and you just tell us if it's true or false. That's it.
Okay.
All right. You'll take turns answering questions. Here we go. Shalewa, if you ate too much at the Cheesecake Factory, good news. The Orange Theory chain of high-intensity interval training fitness classes is owned by the same parent company. Is that true or false?
Oh, wow. That's wild if true.
Right.
what a racket. I'm going to say that is false because I feel like Workout Oranges would have hit the scene a lot sooner just based on how long we've been gorging ourselves at Cheesecake
Factory. Well, it's actually true.
What? Mm-hmm.
All right, Gastor. Thanks to this company, you can get moist lips and a gleaming white toilet. Famous bleach maker, the Clorox Company, also owns the Burt's Bees brand of beeswax-based lip balm. True or false?
Okay, I'm going to go with... It's got to be true. I feel like those chemicals, there's overlap in those chemicals and stuff that, like the supplies, I feel like that's a two for one.
Yeah, it is absolutely true. Clorox bought Burt's Bees in 2008 for almost $1 billion, in part to diversify into green products.
As real.
Right?
That belly laugh is absolutely correct, Shalewa.
Oh.
Shalewa.
Yes.
Mars Inc. makes M&M's. And Snickers, but if you're sick of eating human snacks, they also make Pedigree and Whiskas pet food. True or false?
I'm going to say that's false.
It is true.
What?
It is true. That's right. Mars Incorporated bought the Calcan pet food company in the 1960s. And since then, Calcan has been rebranded to Pedigree for dogs and Whiskas for cats. And Mars Bars also owns... let me see, Yukonumba, Iams, and other pet food and pet care brands.
You know, that's why I stopped eating combos, because it looked like a branded dog food.
Oh, yeah.
Totally looks like a dog snack. You're right.
Yeah. I loved it, but I'll let y'all hold on. I'm eating this to Fido. It's the same factory.
It is, man. Yeah, it's definitely a snossage.
All right, Gastor, the toy company Hasbro is committed to fun for all ages. Until recently, they owned Death Row Records, the 90s label that released Dr. Dre's The Chronic and Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style. True or false?
That can't be true. Nah. Oh, you telling me Suge Knight got punked by the owners of, like, Barbie and, like, Monopoly? Nah, man. Uh-huh. No way. No, Suge Knight wouldn't let that happen. I'm going to go false.
I appreciate your desire for it to be false, but it is absolutely true.
What?
Yes, everything you love is ruined.
That's right. Suge! Death Row filed for bankruptcy in 2006, and ownership changed hands a couple of times, and then its last owner was sold to Hasbro.
That is actually great news. If Hasbro really wanted to, like, get in the game, you know what I mean?
Some crossover?
Yeah, just some great, like, mixtape-based board game.
Yeah.
Or, you know, where you have to walk around the block selling your... your CD, that would be fantastic. Patent pending, Hasbro, call me.
All right, Shalewa, if you're traveling and love IKEA Swedish meatballs, why not get them to go and bring them back to your Maxi hotel room? Created by the parent company of IKEA, the chain has locations in North America, Europe, and Asia. True or false?
Well, let's see here. Okay. We got the IKEA. You know, I worked for IKEA for 2 weeks.
What happened?
It was an IKEA that was preparing to open, so I put together a bunch of beds. And then I got a job where I didn't have to put together furniture. And I went, I'm going to go there. I'm going to do that. I'm going to say it's true.
It is true.
What?
Yes.
All right, guest star, this is the last clue. True or false, Jeff Bezos bought James Bond.
All right, so I think he wants to be him so bad. So I'm going to go with yeah. Like, he wants to own the rights to that. Like, this reminds me of, like, Kramer, when, like, he sold his story to that dude from the catalog, and he became that guy's story on Seinfeld.
Jay Peterman. He sold his story to the Jay Peterman catalog.
So I think this is Bezos buying the Bond story so he could say all the stories like it was him.
That makes perfect sense, and you are correct. In May of 2021, Amazon announced it is buying MGM for $8.5 billion. No, MGM owns 50% of the James Bond franchise.
Want more Gastor? Extra Shalewa? We've got it after the break. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth/whatsyourwhy. This message comes from NPR sponsor, BetterHelp. It's easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself too thin. Therapy can provide the tools and self-awareness to help you learn how to recharge, define your boundaries, and build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp Online Therapy. Fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Visit BetterHelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month.
This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with the hosts of the podcast, The War Report, Shalewa Sharp and Gastor Amonte. All right, let's go to your next game. So this one is a little bit more challenging. So you're going to work together.
All right.
This is a game called Body of Work. Mm-hmm. Every answer is the title of a movie with one of the words replaced with a rhyming body part.
So,
okay.
For example, if I said, in this Christmas dramedy, Dermot Mulroney brings Sarah Jessica Parker to meet his family members who won't stop fighting over who will inherit their heirloom femur, you would answer, the family bone.
Oh, wow.
That's because I clued the movie The Family Stone and also the word bone, which, of course, rhymes with stone.
Okay. All right.
Here we go. Prince is a musician trying to make it big, but he keeps encountering obstacles like a CAT scan that reveals the soft nervous tissue inside his skull is turning lavender.
Oh, yeah. No, that's easy.
Okay.
You got it, Gastor?
Not at all. Is this like real Prince? Is he
a
movie
so
I don't know about?
This is Prince, right. The one we know and love.
Not at all. I'm so lost right
okay.
now.
Okay. It is, the answer is Purple Brain.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All
okay,
right,
I'm
there
with
we
you.
Go. Now,
purple
all right.
Brain. All right. Purple Brain. Kind of works great.
That's fire. I dig that.
All right, here's another one.
Okay.
Al Gore's documentary paints an alarming picture of climate change, including the consequences we'll face if we forget to floss the giant molars growing from the polar ice caps.
Oh, right, yes. How about Gastor?
I know Al Gore did a documentary.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Right? Remember the name of that documentary?
Was this like I made the internet Al Gore? Like,
no, this was different Al Gore.
Yeah.
This is we need to save the environment.
That's right.
I know he stopped wearing ties. That was the Al Gore era
right.
we're talking about.
Tyless,
right?
Tyless non-presidential Al Gore.
Al Gore.
That's right.
And to be fair, this was like in 2006, I believe.
I think I got the answer.
Okay.
What is this?
Is it an inconvenient tooth?
That's right. An Inconvenient Truth was the name of the movie, and then a giant molar, a tooth, Inconvenient Tooth. That's right.
Yeah. Yes. Clint Eastwood directed this somber 2003 movie set in a Boston Irish neighborhood where three childhood friends investigate a mysterious two-lobed organ that excretes bile and seeks spiritual truth.
Got this one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Gastor.
No, this is... Mystic Liver.
Yeah, that's it.
Beautiful.
Fire.
Wow.
Let's go.
Beautiful.
Back in the game, baby. Big flex.
All right, this coming-of-age tale from 1986 follows four boys who head into the Oregon countryside and discover they're being followed by an endocrine organ excreting hormones, making them realize that the scariest thing of all is puberty.
Hmm. I think I know what the movie is.
Okay.
But now I'm just trying to think of the body part.
Who's in this movie?
Oh, this is
Will Wheaton, River
Will
Phoenix.
Will Wheaton, River Phoenix, Corey Feldman, Jerry O'Connell, Kiefer Sutherland.
Wow. Look at you go.
Yeah, I saw this movie in the theater at the time, like maybe five times.
Yeah.
For $5 then.
Yeah.
And I was...
And it, of course, like I'm sure, Shalewa, like you and me, it mirrored our coming-of-age tale of all of our friends getting together and stumbling across a dead body, right?
Absolutely.
That happened
all
to us.
All the time.
Yeah,
all the time. That's why. That's what I went for, to point out all the factual errors of what it's actually like to poke a dead body with a stick. Okay, so I'm trying to think of what... Gland by Me.
Yeah, Gland by Me. That's correct.
Okay. I was going to say Stand By Knee, and I was like, wait,
ooh,
I don't think a knee
I
has
like that.
Does not excrete hormones.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be excreting hormones. If it is, go to the doctor.
Yeah, word to the wise. Yeah. If your knee is excreting something.
However, when you're in puberty, it feels like they're coming from everywhere.
Coming from all which way. Yes,
fair.
I swear to God, I've been so nervous that the front of my knee has had sweat.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, oh, the
absolutely.
Back of your knee's sweating? No. Have you ever had
the front of my knees.
The front of your
pouring out of the front of my knees.
All right. I think this one is a little difficult, but you tell me. Harrison Ford and Michelle Pfeiffer star in this 2000 supernatural thriller as a couple struggling with demons real and imagined, eventually realizing that the true enemy in their home is a haunted caboose that just won't quit.
I only know that's the lady from that played Catwoman, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's
the lady.
Okay. That's right.
I'm trying it.
I'm
working my way through this my way, Sha.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love
No, that's good. That's
no,
good.
That's great.
You start with what you know. That's right.
Yeah. So okay.
That's Catwoman, and that's the dude from, he was like the hero in all the old movies, right?
Indiana Jones and Catwoman. In this 2000 supernatural thriller.
2006.
If you don't remember that movie, we can give you the name of the movie. It was a great movie, but I feel like it's sort of...
Ignored?
Sort of got dissipated into the ether.
Okay.
The name of the movie is What Lies Beneath.
Is it But Lies Beneath?
You bet it is.
Oh,
you
bet
it is.
What thighs beneath. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
That's good.
All right, this is your last clue.
Okay.
In this rom-com, Kate Hudson is given an amazing journalistic opportunity. Seduce Matthew McConaughey and drive him away in little over a week, or else her editor will steal one of the organs that allows her to see.
Oh, how to lose your eyes in 7 days?
How to lose an eye in 10 days.
Yeah, right. That's okay. It. Yeah. Yes. You know what? I would watch that. Finally, a rom-com with some stakes.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Everything exactly the same. Somehow you still work in the magazine industry, all of those things, but mm-hmm. you may lose an eye.
But you may lose an eye. Unless you find the one.
I like that. Yeah.
And as a single person out here, it really does. Stakes do feel that high. They really do. I feel like I'm definitely gonna have an eye patch before I find the one.
Have you thought about starting to just rock an eye patch?
Possibly, but I need to also know that they'd be okay with two eyes.
Right. Yeah, that's true. You reveal on the third date, you're like, this eye patch is fake.
It's just it's for fashion. I need them to be wary but okay.
We're playing games with Shalewa Sharp and Gastor Almonte. Are you ready for one last game?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's do it.
Okay, so you're in luck because Jonathan Colton is going to sing you the clues. Ooh. In this game. So a bunch of fast food restaurants use the word Supreme in their menu items. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also, everyone loves Diana Ross and the Supremes. So okay. We have combined those two wonderful things in a game called Supreme Supremes.
Yes, we have changed the lyrics of songs by the Supremes to make them about famous fast food chains. So just identify the fast food chain I'm singing about or the title of the original song that I'm parodying. And we should say, technically, not all of these fast food chains have menu items with the word Supreme in them. This is just a tenuous connection that we used as an excuse to do this game.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. And you can work together on this one. So. Got a Crunchwrap Supreme and a Gordita Crunch. Got extra sour cream. That's my hangover brunch. I'm hungover.
Well,
that is okay. The great.
Well, that
indeed.
Is something.
Yeah.
Gastor, do you know what restaurant that is?
Of course, it speaks to my heart. Taco Bell.
Taco right. Bell for mm-hmm. sure.
And,
yeah.
And that song was "Stop in the Name of Love."
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well done.
All right. All
well
right.
done.
Yeah. You know, people complain that everything on the Taco Bell menu is basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you think that's the genius?
Yeah, actually, yeah. The empire they have built with corn chips and tomatoes and a wilty lettuce has been fantastic.
I love seeing people get mad at Taco Bell, like, this ain't what I ordered. Anything is what you order.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, just take it out of the wrapper and put it in a different wrapper.
Yeah, that's right. Just turn it inside out and eat it. There you go.
You're good.
That's who you ordered.
You wanted a spoon or something? I don't know what you
asked. Yeah, exactly. Get out of here. Get out of here.
All right, here's another one.
Add some Heath and Oreo and PB cups and cookie dough. Then show me its thickness. Flip that blizzard upside down.
Okay. The song is Keep Me Hanging On.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
Do you know what restaurant that is, Gastor?
I want to say Sonic. Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen. Yeah. That's
yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know there are burgers at Dairy Queen.
I know, Grazers, but they called them Grazers.
Yeah, yeah, they painted on the grill lines and everything.
That's like right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always thought it was pronounced Brazier. I always found that confusing.
Well, when you get two of them, that's what it's a Brazier.
Yeah, it's like, why would I get a Brazier at Dairy Queen?
it's another cup to hold all the ice cream. They turn the bra upside down.
For the
down.
Milky cups. I'm sorry I made that joke for the milky cups. I take it out. Back out.
Definitely going to take that out. Yeah. episode. It's not an NPR friendly.
It's just biologically true.
Yep. All right, here's another one.
Okay.
The double double does it for me. And there's a secret menu you see. The fries are so-so, unless they're animal style. Get animal style.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I appreciate how you are at least 10% offended at the end of each one of these.
No, because I, right where you stop is when I'm like, oh, yeah, no, this could go on for a while. Oh, wait, no, stop. Also, wait, huh? What happened? What, you know, is the song Come See About Me?
Yeah, you got okay. it. That's right. Right.
I just need to make sure I know these Supreme songs or else the spirit of my mother is going to be very upset. Like, I drilled these into you for your yeah. whole childhood.
Yeah.
How are you not knowing any of these song titles? Do you know the restaurant, Gastor?
Yeah, this is In-N-Out.
In-N-Out Burger, that's right.
Have either of you ever gone to In-N-Out Burger and tried to order anything like not on the menu? This whole secret menu idea?
All right. At the risk of upsetting the kind of people who get upset when you give your opinion about fast food.
Yeah.
I wasn't necessarily, I had a simple cheeseburger and was not impressed. So I was like, why do I want to see what they're doing, what they're freestyling? If I can't,
they can't nail the
classics. They can't nail like a basic cheeseburger. And then the fries I thought were not good. I'm just not I'm not big on the in and or out of it.
All right, here's another one. Colonel, Colonel, where did the bread go? Double down as chicken. Where there once was a bun. Also, Colonel, 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 who's playing you though? It's been Norm and Reba. It's kind of creepy but fun.
Now that could be a full song. There are a lot of things. We have a lot of questions for the Colonel, I feel like.
A lot
like.
To yeah. talk about.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I know this is a game, but like, Jonathan, this is a new career direction.
I mean.
Oh, thank you. Heavily. Thank you. Thank you very much. Just yeah, do this exclusively. Just do parodies of Supreme songs.
Listen, yes. man, I want to put it out there. You know, you never know when you find your light in life, you know.
It's true.
This is it. You know?
That is true.
This is your purpose. This is what you was put here for, you know. Right here, your Wikipedia page will say this, like, oh,
right under controversies.
Yeah, that, no, that's my favorite section, personal life and controversies.
So KFC and where did our love go?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And my roommate said you'd take a Frosty and you dip in a fry. Wow, this combo's delicious. Then again, we're really high.
Well, I can say that my sister does not get high, and she loves to dip her fries into her Frosty.
Oh, there you go. You don't even need marijuana to enjoy this treat.
You don't even have to. Yeah. You don't even have to.
I like mayonnaise. I'm not going to lie. I do like fries and mayonnaise. So it's just the sweeter, smoother version.
I don't think that's how they market it, but maybe it's how they should.
Yeah, just the Frosty alone. It is the sweeter, smoother version of mayonnaise. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Do you like mayonnaise?
Would you like a whole cup of it if it was sweeter and smoother?
Y'all gonna try that tomorrow at the corner store. Yo, Ock, let me get a Sausalito cheese. Put some Frosty on the hero, too. You know?
Frosty on a hero.
Oh, my goodness. So, good old Wendy's.
Uh-huh. And, Wendy's is correct.
Yeah. Oh, and you can't hurry love.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, thank goodness.
I got my McDonald's to take off 10 cents off of the price of the Sundays because they stopped giving out the little packet of peanuts. And I was like, you ain't announced that. Like, there was no commercial saying the peanut packet ain't coming no more. But I'm still paying previous pricing as if the peanuts are coming.
Yeah.
So,
because you got to go out and buy your own peanuts and crush them up yourself now.
Exactly. And it's not just money. It's time. You know? You think crushing peanuts?
That's the important thing.
That's my life now.
That's
right. You know?
And but what reason did they give that they just stopped it?
You know, I was saying this to the local guys. So I was like, listen, I understand y'all gotta do business, you saving, you know, but to me right now, mm-hmm. I made the order at the menu assuming peanuts were coming. I'm here expecting peanuts. Not only am I not getting peanuts, all I'm asking is to be compensated, not just for the lack of peanuts, but for the emotional distress mm-hmm. of not having the peanuts and having to explain to my kids why the peanuts that I'm now crushing are far too salty for their sundae, but it's all we got. You know?
It's all we got. That's right.
Yeah.
Yo, real talk though, McDonald's needs to work on their menu. I get angry because like the four nuggets is $1.
Yeah.
But the 20 piece is $5.29. And yeah, I'm like, you know math. Like, you know you could just add the $4 five times. You know, is this like an upcharge because I'm insisting on the cardboard packaging? Like, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
See, I've had this debate many times with the various people at my McDonald's.
I really want to go to a fast food restaurant with you and have you make a big stink. I want to see it in person. I think
no,
really
you
fun.
Don't. You think you do. You think you do.
I can tell, I'm undefeated, Jonathan. I can tell you that.
I believe it. It's worth it.
Well done, once again, is what I have to say to you both. Shalewa Sharp and Gastor El Monte host the podcast, The War Report. Such a pleasure to have you on again.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. That's our show. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our games were written by Carol Lee, Kara Weinberger, and senior writers Camilla Franklin and Karen Lurie. Ask Me Another is produced by Nancy Seychow, James Sparber, and Ramel Wood, with Gianna Capodona and our intern, Zach St. Clair. Our senior producer is Travis Larchuk. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal. And our boss's bosses are Steve Nelson and Anya Grundman. Thanks to our production partner, WNYC. I'm her ripe begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR. Welcome to the end of the podcast. So just a reminder that we have added a penultimate Bell House taping. It's on Wednesday, August 11th. So if you missed your chance to join us for our finale, there's another chance. Jump on this before it sells out. And ticket information is at nprpresents.org. Next time on Ask Me Another, we revisit one of our favorite live shows. From Raya and the Last Dragon and Crazy Rich Asians, Awkwafina recommends the best public restrooms in New York City. And RuPaul's Drag Race winner Sasha Velour tells us about the incredible final lip sync that snatched her the crown. So join me on NPR's Ask Me Another, the answer to life's funnier questions.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.